Hey, you, welcome to Tea Talk, a space to share the therapy tea. I'm Shailene, your host, and I hope you'll join me each week as we sit down to share tips, stories, and conversations on getting better emotionally, recovering from trauma, and improving your overall quality of life. I want to remind everyone that even though podcasts can feel therapeutic, they are definitely not a replacement for therapy. Please, at any point, if you feel the need to take a break because the content is too heavy, please do that and take care of yourself. Also, if you're loving this podcast, please do me a favor and leave me a review, share your reflections with me on Instagram, and share it with a friend who needs to hear it. All right, so I'm ready, you're ready, and we're friends now. So go ahead and sit down, cozy up, and let's get ready for today's episode.
Hey everybody, it's Shailene. Only me. It's been a really long time since I've recorded a episode all by myself, and that's been for a lot of different reasons, which I will share about today. Yeah, it's 2024 now, and I honestly can't remember the last time I did a solo episode. I know in the very beginning I told y'all that I avoided them, and they gave me a lot of anxiety. That's not really the case anymore. At least in the anxiety part, I don't get as anxious about them. I really don't get anxious about them at all. So there's a vote for opposite action and doing exposure practices. It really works because I'm a live living truth of that with this podcast and recording solos. It doesn't weigh on me like it used to, but I do still have a lot of avoidance around them. For different reasons. Like even this morning, coming to sit and record a podcast, there were just all these things that I had to get done in my own life, mainly surrounding my dog and him barking incessantly and having to go out incessantly. And then I come in and, you know, my AirPods aren't working. What's with that, by the way? Like 2024, so we've been doing Zoom and getting used to online stuff for years now, but every single time I log on for a training or a session or a podcast, like something doesn't connect, or, you know, you're trying to say hi to the person and they're still like, oh, I can't hear you. So just those little tech glitches still happen, which I guess they're supposed to, right? Like things are supposed to not be perfect all of the time. So it's just my expectations that need to change, but that was another annoying little thing. But really, like, the big thing has been around time, just not having enough time and involving myself in so many things. I was joking with Kelly Sue recently. I was talking to her. She's my assistant. She does a lot of behind the scenes things for me. She's also been on the podcast and has a really great episode. If you haven't heard hers, she's on here. But anyways, I was joking with her. I had told her a couple weeks ago that I had an idea. And her first response was, oh my gosh, are you starting another business? And Chris, my husband, says that too. Are you starting another business? And it's like funny, but it's also funny because it's true. So I've just continued to get myself busier and put more on my plate. And because of that, it's been really hard to make time for the podcast. And even when I do have the time, like I would schedule it out, there were so many episodes at the end of 2023 that ended up getting canceled or rescheduled because there was just so much, there was just too much going on and you only have so many hours in the day. And so not only was it something that I started to like just put on the back burner because of all of the other things that were going on, it also became something that honestly, and I feel terrible even saying this, but I started to even dread my recordings, which is hard because once I get in them, I love getting to talk to new people or talking to people that I know that I just don't ever get to talk to unless we schedule a recording. I always learn so much when I'm doing the interviews and I always feel really inspired when I'm done, but I was still, despite all of that, I was just really starting to dread the times that the recordings came up. So that was something that was kind of sad, but also contributing to the overall picture. And I got my Spotify for podcasters wrapped, like a summary of all of the things at the end of 2023. And again, it kind of adds to that push-pull when you're not sure, you know, what you want to do about something for me thinking about the podcast, knowing that I felt like I was having less and less time as things in my life shift moved and changed, but also knowing that I really enjoy them and I know that other people really enjoy them. So the Wrapped report came up and said, and you know, just gave me all these little statistics. One of them that was really cool was that I had a lot of new listeners in Australia, the Philippines, Germany, and Kenya. Really, really cool. By the time this episode comes out, will be over 15,000 downloads, which is insane to me that like 15,000 times people have listened to this podcast. And that's really hard because it just adds to the other side of how great the podcast has been, how much I've enjoyed doing it. But as you're listening to me talk, you're probably like, all right, Julian, we'll like get to the point. What are you saying here? What's going on? I've made a really hard decision about the podcast. I'm going to pause it for now. At first, coming into 2024, I had plans that I was going to slow them down pretty drastically and only publish an episode a month. And I felt really good about that, but I didn't feel 100% about it. Like I still had, despite only having one a month, in the way that I was recording, I would have had about 6 months of material. So 6 episodes done before the new year even came. In terms of like workload, it was drastically different. In time commitment, it was drastically different. The cost of it, because another thing is it costs money to do the podcast. It's expensive. It's a time investment. And it's a financial investment if you don't learn how to do all of the things on your own, which I didn't, and I don't think I could have. I don't think I would have done it very well. So despite making that choice, I just still felt a tinge of like, but this is still feeling like a lot, even if it is only once a month. And so then just with a lot of reflection, I decided, you know what? I don't think I'm going to close the door forever. Like that doesn't really feel aligned with me, but taking a big break from it and not scheduling any more recordings and just letting it come back to me should it want to, should my life open up space for it, that felt right. And so that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm deciding to do, is to make this my last episode for a long while. But I didn't want to leave you hanging because I've had that happen before where I was pretty invested in a podcast and then suddenly no more episode came out. And I was just randomly kind of checking in with the podcast, like, what's going on? So I'm not going to do that. And if you follow me on social media and you're friends with me, you'll know, should I put more stuff out? Because I'll post there about it. So in that regard, it's not forever, but it is, hey, I need a break. I'm pretty proud of myself for even getting to the decision. I was definitely tested because just last week, there was somebody that I had wanted to interview and we just couldn't make it work. And this was over a year ago, and she messaged me last week and she said, hey, I wanted to come back. I'm so sorry we weren't able to link. I want to get on your podcast. You know, life was really busy at that time. And I sat there and I looked at the message and I was like, damn it. Is this a sign? Am I supposed to be moving into this? Like I really wanted to have this guest before, but instead of forcing it and going against what feels like my consistent wise messaging for myself, I had just relayed the message to her and said, listen, I'm so grateful and I really appreciate it, but I decided to take a break and pause. And part of that, ironically, was from some inspiration that I had received from her through her own Facebook sharing and stuff. You know, I come on here and I talk a lot about things that I think are going to be really helpful for other people. And the reality is it's really difficult to make those decisions for yourself. I remember going into 2023, so the end of 2022, you know, you're reflecting and maybe you're not thinking about resolutions, but you're more on the side of intentions, or you pick a word for the upcoming year. I remember saying at the end of 2022, my word in 2023 is no. I'm just going to say no to a lot of things and protect my energy. And many of you probably also know and have had the experience that making a declaration or a statement or a goal is like, it's actually quite easy, but then following through with it is a lot more challenging. And so I know this about myself, like I can set a goal and then I don't have like a reasonable action plan to back up. Well, how's that actually going to happen? How's that going to come to fruition? And so with the idea of just saying no to things that didn't serve me or were burning me out or were really draining, I didn't have a backup plan. I was just kind of like, oh, well, I know I told myself I wouldn't do this, but then I would have all of this justification as to why I did or why I should. And so moving from 2023 into 2024, I remembered that and I thought like, oh, wow, here, look, it finally is happening. I'm finally able to really feel a sense of peace and acceptance when I say no. And this here is just one example. I mean, there's probably a lot of different examples I could go through, but this one feels like the most relevant right now. You know, 2023 was challenging. And I think back, you know, in general, again, I'm recording this in early 2024. So the whole new year feeling is still feeling fresh, that whole like reflecting, pausing, you know, reanalyzing before you step into new space. That's all still happening right now. And it's easy to look back on a year and think, like, to just kind of name the year. 2023 was great, or 2023 was terrible, or it was challenging, or it was amazing. Which I feel like I get that. I do it myself. And at the same time, like, we have to remember 2023 was comprised of 365 days, 24 hours a day. Those are, and then broken down further and further into minutes and seconds and moments. And that's a lot of different opportunities to be something other than just one way, like bad, great, challenging, amazing, shitty, wonderful, terrible. But when we look back, we kind of just swoop it all into one box or one category. And I know for myself that I did that as well. I felt like 2023 was challenging. And I think that's because really like the last couple months of the year were really challenging for me. Some of you probably heard through some other episodes or just knowing me personally, my dog, Ralphie, has been sick. He is diabetic now. He has Cushing's disease. He needs a lot of care. Like, so this is months into it. I thought things would be a lot more stabilized and predictable by now, but they're really not. And it's like caring for a little elderly, furry, adorable, but very high needs little man. And so that's taken up a lot of mental and emotional energy. And then I'm a parent and I run a couple of businesses, and that's been really challenging. Oh, I kind of laugh as I say it, like, oh, wow, Shailene, you're getting it, that it's really challenging. Yeah, I just had moments in the end of last year where I kind of like really fell into embracing, oh, this is hard. This isn't easy. Managing people isn't easy. You know, not making everybody happy, even though logistically, you know, that's not a thing. It's not easy. It's not easy when it's you. And that had just kind of been like a summary of the last few months of the year. And so I know coming into 2024, I had to make some changes. I have thought about, you know, what do I want my word or intention or focus to be in 2024? It's not no. I'll still consider that, but it's not just no. I think my word coming into 2024 is humility. And I feel like I have been very much a build the plane, learn how to fly it on the way person. And I don't feel regretful about that. But I do realize that there's a lot of things that I thought I knew that I actually have no idea about. So I'm just trying to embrace that a little bit more and be a little bit more vulnerable about that, like about, you know, sharing what struggles I have and sitting, listening, and learning before leading in various spaces to hopefully extend some of that feeling of, I hope it turns into grace. Like, it doesn't feel like grace in the moment. Being vulnerable, it feels synonymous with like extending grace to yourself, like accepting those emotions, accepting, you know, asking for help, taking help, all of these things. It doesn't feel super hot in the moment. But I'm working on it. I'm trying really hard. And I just want to be somebody that can really listen and learn from listening and use all of those things in any capacity that I lead some sort of role in my life. So whether it's at my practice, whether it's in being a trainer, whether it's in being a mom or a wife, like not showing up to these things, like, okay, just stop. I know what the plan is. Because I don't always know what the plan is. And it's also very tiring to put yourself in a position where you feel like you have to be the one to know what the plan is all of the time. So 2024, I'm showing up in that way. I want to read a lot. I want to listen to other podcasts. That's another thing. Like becoming a podcaster, I kind of like lost my connection with podcasts and listening to podcasts because I would listen to my own podcast because I wanted to hear how it came out. And I record them so far in advance that it's usually like a, it is, it had been a breath of fresh air to go in and listen to the episodes, but it's like I can only listen to so many a week. And so if this was taking up like an hour, I found that I wasn't always going back and listening to other podcasts that I wanted to listen to. And so that was just another little vote in the box of maybe it's time to just take a little break from this. So yeah, that was another piece of it. Yeah. I'm wondering what's going on with all of you as you're listening. I've shared before that this has been an interesting experience doing solo episodes in particular, because I feel like I'm kind of catching up with people or I'm catching myself up with others, but I don't really always get to hear from everyone else unless they send me a message or leave a comment or a post. So those are always much appreciated. And I'm curious what kind of lessons you're learning from the past year. What are you turning into wisdom for the year to come? And what changes are you making based on all of that? I can tell you outside of what I've already shared in terms of projects or work-related things that I have going on, I've been working really hard on a DBT training offer. I won't share all of it yet because I don't know. Because I'm allowing myself grace and vulnerability to mess up. And yeah, I don't know that it's going to be ready by like next week or something. I'll just be okay with that. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've been thinking about it for years, and it's been, and I underestimated the task as I usually do. I wanted to launch this DBT training, basically membership. Like that's what it is. I've been wanting to launch it since I wanted to launch it on my birthday, not this past December, the one before. Like how cute of me. I was like, yeah, we'll just do it. Well, this, I think I was talking about in the summer of 2022. Yeah, we'll just do it. We'll launch it on my birthday. Won't that be fun? Yeah, that'll totally be fun. Okay, what? No freaking way. So here I am, a full almost 2 years later, and just getting to it now, but that's okay. So again, lessons in humility. Like, don't just think you can come out the gate, Shailene, and shoot for the stars. And again, I don't want people to hear this message and like dim their light. That's not my goal. I still think and believe in your capacity to go and shoot for the stars and go for it. I mean, that was my first episode. If you think of something, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, like just go for it. There's no reason not to. The curve for my own lessons and this message of humility is go for it, but consider all of the pieces of that puzzle. And, just decide if you want to do it. Decide how you want to do it instead of just blindly pushing forward and then putting the expectation on yourself that if you don't do it, that you failed or that you suck and that you could have done it better. And while those aren't things that I've necessarily said to myself, I think I've put pressure on myself as if that's what I was avoiding, as opposed to just embracing that when you go for something, you're gonna have bumps in the road and things aren't gonna go perfectly. And that most likely you're putting a lot of those expectations on yourself. No surprise or shocker there. So this humility thing is really between me and myself in trying to just take some of those expectations off, work smarter, listen, learn, and then lead. So yeah, I have that coming up and I'm excited for that. And I feel a little bit more connected to my practice in an intentional way. I'm really excited about some of the things that we have going on at DBT of South Jersey and the ways in which we are working and planning to grow. And that feels really good and really energizing too. So that's another thing that's coming up. And outside of that, I mean, what is going on with me? My son turned 4 in August of 2023. So he's just been, he's been really great. And he's just so interesting. Like this morning, for seemingly no reason, I know there's some reason there and I don't know what it is, and that's fine. But for seemingly no reason, he was just being such a butt. Like he was being so rude to me. I said, Christopher, go put that towel back, because he washed his hands and the towel was just kind of like laying on the sink. Go put the towel back. And he just goes, I'm not. And I'm like, wait, what? Like how, what do I say now? What do you mean you're not? And then what else did he say this morning? He's eating his breakfast. Oh, he's like, Mom, go get my vitamins. And I'm like, Christopher, like, you can't talk to me like that. And he's like, I will. And I'm just like, what? I guess this is testing limits, right? Like, this is what it means to be testing limits. I'm going to throw this out there and I'm going to see how else will you know? I mean, how else will he find out, I guess? And guess what happened? Not much. Like, I was more perplexed than anything. And sitting with my feelings hurt willfully, a willful 36-year-old adult, being like, you can't be mean to me like that. Which again, yeah, there's truth into it. And here we are with a 4-year-old who's eating his mini bagel, demanding that I give him vitamins after breakfast. I mean, at least he's focused on his well-being as he demands his vitamins. So there's that. Yeah, this feels good. I'm going to miss talking to you all. I'm going to miss bringing the shows in. And you have no idea when y'all reach out to me and you say like, how much you resonated with an episode. It just really strikes a love arrow in my heart. And I just love that and appreciate it so much. I appreciate everybody who has listened to all of the episodes. And I'm very aware that it would be really easy right now to go really deep into goodbyes. Like I'm going to miss you all. And I'm thankful, like those things are true, but I, at least right now in my heart, I'm not feeling in that place. I don't want to just say goodbye. So while I can't say when the next episode will be or when there will be a return, if there will be a return, what I do know is that Tea Talk is hitting pause right now. And there's space in that to rest, to restore, to listen, to learn from other places. So I hope that you go listen to other podcasts. I hope you listen to past episodes or ones that you've missed before. I hope you take time for yourself to reflect on, you know, maybe something in your life that's, I don't even want to say not serving, because I think that's what makes decisions around protecting your energy and boundaries and balance. I think that's what makes it so hard. It's like, there are a lot of ways in which this does serve me. But when I really listen to my overall wise mind, there were messages and nudges I was getting to let something go. And this felt like that. So I hope that that resonates with you. And if it does, I hope you'll tell me about it at any point, because I'll still be hanging on the gram and in Facebook as I usually do. So I hope you'll share those things with me. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening today. And I'll see you in the future. I'll see you in the future, or I'll talk to you in the future. Like at some way, shape, or form, we'll cross paths and this will continue on in some way, shape, or form. So with all that being said, thanks again, everyone. We'll see you soon.
All right. That's today's episode, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Tea Talk. I hope that your cup of tea is full today and that you were able to pull something out of this for yourself. If you know someone that needs to hear this episode, please send it their way. And let me know what you're thinking by sending me a message on Instagram. I love hearing from you all. And make sure to follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you are loving what you're hearing, please leave me a review and a rating. It would mean so much. All right, friends, take good care, and I will see you next time.